Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Silver Screen Scoundrels. And this is a special episode. This is where we talk about everybody's favorite pastime, the movies. And this is our Halloween special. We are your hosts. I'm Colonel Bob.
And I'm Ian. And as Bob said, we are doing our final wrap-up of that camera is crooked as hell. We are doing our final wrap-up of Halloween. I don't know what we're doing here. All right. Well, luckily tonight we have the buffer, not to be confused with the fluffer. Derek Lorenzo Hoskins. Derek, how are you doing tonight?
Well, you got real close to my actual middle name there, didn't you?
Lawrence is your middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Your real middle name.
Yeah. You almost did it on the last Halloween episode. You almost said my real middle name.
Had I remembered, I probably would have accidentally said it.
Well, I understand. I understand. I'm excited to be here.
I was going to say, how are you tonight? You never answered my question.
No, I didn't. That's okay. I'm excited to be here. I am sad that this is the last Halloween themed episode, because this is
we don't
a
have
fun.
To do that. We could go all the way through January if we wanted to. This is our show. We can do whatever we want. We can skip that god awful fucking holiday Christmas.
No, we gotta do Christmas movies.
But no, I'm sorry. What do you have in your hand, Colonel Bob?
It's the Minecraft sword.
Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
Minecraft sword.
So we're tonight to talk about not one night, not two night, not three night. Not even four nights, five nights. At Freddy's.
How many nights?
Spoiler alert, they're only there for three nights.
You know what? I don't think they were there for five nights.
I don't think they were either.
I think they were there for four. I'm pretty sure, because the last one was daytime when they got there.
That's and I think true, it was the when they one. Left.
Yeah. I call shenanigans. I want my money back.
We got a few things to say about this movie. We have three different opinions. Two of them are a little bit closer than one, I believe. But we're going to deep dive into this. Maybe. I don't know how deep the dive is going to be.
We're going to get in there.
Is that camera still crooked?
I think you're just making it worse.
I know, right? My big bear paw is just pawing it off at the top. All right, Derek. You're the guest. You want to kick us off with what are your thoughts? What are your initial thoughts on Five Nights at Freddy's?
My initial thoughts of Five Nights at Freddy's. So I've never played any of the games. I don't think any of us have. Maybe Ian has
a little bit. Nope. I've seen a video. I've watched gameplay. I've never actually played it.
Right. Same. And
Nothing about the lore either.
So I knew nothing about it going in, and I didn't have a huge expectation for it other than I liked a couple of people on the cast. And so I don't know if it was because my expectations were low, but I had a really good time with this movie. I thought it was a lot of fun. It reminded me more of a Goosebumps style of horror, even though the subject matter is pretty adult and pretty, you know, depressing and rough. It was a fun time. I never felt scared. You know, there are one or two jump scares that were just kind of silly. Not an over the top amount of gore or anything like that. So I really had a good time with it. I laughed at a couple of parts. Thought that the animatronics looked great. They were a lot of fun. They were effectively creepy, like you'd want them to be. And I think that Josh Hutcherson and oh my god, I lost his name completely. Stu Mocker.
Matthew Lillard.
I kept wanting to say Steven. I think his name was Steve in the movie. But yeah, Matthew Lillard. You wouldn't believe it because I forgot his name, but I'm a big fan of Matthew Lillard, and I like seeing him in there.
It's your age. Your age comes.
It is. My age is coming back to get me. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with this. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I've already recommended it to people.
Nice.
Have you now?
I have.
Bob,
yes,
you've
sir.
Never played any of the games.
I never
you said
have.
That.
Yep.
So, did you find this movie to be enjoyable?
I did. I enjoyed First, let me say happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you for joining us in this our final Halloween episode.
On Halloween.
This is so cool.
He's overtaken. Joy is coursing through his body. He can't speak.
I'm pretty happy. But I really, really enjoyed this movie. I thought going into it, I thought, oh, it looks silly. It could be fun. But I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I did. I actually loved the story. I actually like Josh Hutcherson. I thought he did great. And I love the brother and sister dynamic. I love that it wasn't father and daughter. You know, I love that it was brother and sister. And I love his trauma from losing a younger brother, you know, made him wonder if he could take care of his little sister and all that. I loved that. And I if there's any faults that people is going to see in the movie, I think it's because there's so much story and not enough scariness. But for me, it didn't bother me. To me, it expanded on the experience of it and the enjoyment of it. I did laugh. I don't think I ever jumped. I don't think I did. Well, wait, no.
The little jack in the box, the little clown guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he made me jump once.
Yeah. But the first time is what got me in the locker.
Yeah. Yeah. he just kept appearing. That was so cool. I enjoyed everything. Matthew Lillard obviously was great. And I thought the effects were really cool. The giant robot teddy bears, they actually look kind of creepy in a couple of places, especially the one that would sing as you're running down the hallway and he was singing something. I wish they would have done more with that and have him sing more as he's walking slowly toward him. I think that would have been cool. But I don't have many faults in this movie. I really, really enjoyed
it. Interesting. Well, that just leaves one more. Me. My initial thoughts on this movie is I thought the trailer looked very interesting. I thought it was decent. I thought it was very predictable.
Don't act like you knew exactly who the bad guy was from the second that he walked on this screen. Don't pretend that you... Yeah, I can't keep that charade. Yeah, that was... The most painfully obvious plot twist I've seen.
But the part that pissed me off was toward the end, they tried to act like they were like really pulling the wool over your eyes. Like, I guess what? Matthew Lillard the whole time. Like, yeah, no shit. Oh, another plot twist. It's his daughter. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. No shit. We couldn't have guessed that either. Oh, and also, worst cop ever.
Yep.
Didn't do her actual job. No crimes were being committed. Like, where? Why are you there all the time?
Yeah. All day. And if not like, there, where was she if she wasn't there?
At his house by a lake. By a lake. Throwing his pills that he paid for. Prescription pills. Yeah.
That a doctor asked him to take.
You knock these off. I'm sorry. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah. That is true.
And you owe me $37.50.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't think he's got that good of insurance. Those are at least $50.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know what kind of pills they were. I can't remember. You can't sit there and like throw somebody's prescription pills, which I don't know how he had insurance in the first place. The dude was never working, apparently. Never had a steady job. So that did annoy me. Not only her neglect for her actual job, but the fact that there's this place and it's abandoned and everybody knows the story from the 80s. He didn't know the story. He grew up in this town. It was strongly implied he lived there his entire life. He never heard any of this. Oh, no, I never heard that. Never.
I thought he was from Nebraska. I thought his brother got lost in Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't think they grew up there.
He lived there for a while.
He had lived there for a little while, but I'll go with you because I think that if you're so obsessed with child abduction, like he was,
you wouldn't have heard about
like a very famous child, like five kids disappearing
Yeah, she made it sound like it was like it was like national news. Didn't she even use the words national news?
I think she did. Well, I know Matthew Lillard was a little upset that he hadn't heard about it. Hadn't never heard of Freddy Fazbear's.
Yeah.
With what is with that? What is that name?
Freddy Fazbear's.
That's a weird name. Anyway, go ahead. I apologize. I've interrupted you at least three times.
Oh, you do it every show. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Perfect.
It's just one of those things to me. It's just like, it was just too much. Like, the humor wasn't there for me. Derek, you brought up a really good point while we were watching the movie. Their whole like point was, we're going to go in, we're going to ransack this place, and we're going to get this guy fired. Well, he wasn't there. Like, his job was
wasn't on his shift.
Night. You broke in during the day.
Yeah.
And then she comes to him like, oh, well, you know, it was neglect because you left the door unlocked. He didn't leave the door unlocked.
I don't think he did.
It was broken into.
And she knows that they're able to get
there. He went in the back in the sliding storage room.
Yeah, which I don't think he even went in or out of.
Yeah.
So how would he know to even mess with it? And also, you know that these are ghosts. You know that Freddy and all of his little band are ghosts, and they do things all the time. You know he didn't leave it unlocked. You watched him lock up.
Yeah. And there's a security guard that worked there before. Apparently more than a few.
Yeah.
You've never heard of any of them dying there?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Like, did nobody wonder what...
The security guard that got his business dealt in the very beginning.
Yeah.
His business dealt?
He was never brought up again.
He was never mentioned.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Nobody there wasn't him. A family member looking for him.
Yeah. No.
So it was Matthew
Lillard. Did anybody previously work here before me? No.
Nope, never heard of him.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Let me think.
But yeah, to your point, Ian, I brought that up. I was like, how? This is the dumbest plan ever. You're the night shift security guard. So we're going to come in at 8 o'clock in the morning after you've been gone for 4 hours when it's not your job to make sure that is it his job to watch the cameras from home? Like, that's not your job.
Yeah.
It was a silly plot, and I'm glad they're dead. I'll say it again. I'm glad that whole crew is dead.
They're
bad people. They got exactly what was coming to them.
Yeah.
Because how can you sit in this man's house, take care of his little sister, develop a friendship with him, and do this behind his back? Screw, for $200, screw you. You deserved it.
Yeah,
for $200.
Yeah,
$200.
I mean, they bumped it up to $1,000 if they got him fired, but still stupid.
I just thought it was a silly plot.
And by the way, what year is this? They never mention that it's a different year. You just have to guess by the fact that they're using corded telephones and flip phones.
And flip phones, yeah.
But flip phones are back in style. You never know. At first glance, that's just a flip phone. That could still be now.
Not everybody has a flip phone now. So that's, no, that but was it was kind of hard to believe.
I found it odd that they were, that it was not modern, that it wasn't taking place in like the 2020s within the last couple of years. And it was just never referenced that it takes place at a different time period.
But, and Bob, it also brought up a good point. You know, for two people that love the movie so much, you guys brought up some really good points, some real fuel for my fire. And it was Matthew Lillard. Well, why'd he put on that outfit if he knew how unstable it was?
Yeah.
Well, even those things, like, it didn't bother me because I was enjoying it so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're willing to overlook the large plot holes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
the plot holes fell enough under nitpicks because I had a good time with it. It's not a perfect movie.
Is it a nitpick though?
Yeah.
I don't think it's nitpicking. I think those are major plot holes.
Yeah. Is Mary Stuart Masterson dead?
Is that nitpicking? That might be nitpicking.
Is she dead?
I think she's
never brought up again.
Neither was the security guard.
She was asleep.
Yeah, but we saw that security guard for 2 minutes at the beginning of the movie. That this is a major character.
Also,
that's a real problem throughout it.
How did Freddy Fazbear get to that house in the first place? Did he take a taxi?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And then he gets in the taxi later. And the guy's like, oh, I gotta stop picking up the weird ones. You didn't see that thing walking out?
Yeah, there were some weird things.
And for being big animatronic things, they did move around real quiet.
They were really quiet, except for the hook guy with the clanky feet.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I'm saying is it was hard for me to overlook some of the stuff. I understand his little brother was abducted and there's some trauma there and you're not thinking clearly. But that guy that grabs the kid at the beginning was clearly his father. That was clearly a father. The kid didn't look. The way the father is like dragging the kid and the kid's just like, oh.
Yeah.
No kid being abducted is just going to be like, oh, fuck. Oh,
yeah.
Fine. And also, nobody else was alarmed and he's just fucking booking it through like the T-1000. I'm like, and he doesn't stop and be like, hey, let him go. Get your damn hands off of him. Nothing. Damn, he tackles him into a fountain.
And just beats him mercilessly. Yeah, like I understand, again, you do have trauma and you're scared that that's happening, but you're with him. You're already there. You've caught him. Like, you didn't have to tackle him. You didn't have to beat him up in the fountain. And even if he did tackle him, you've already won. Why are you hitting him so much? You're just a jerk.
Are you Seth the loser?
That's like you can't
understand when you won.
What it's a U.S. Home? U.S. agent all over again.
Oh, poor U.S. agent.
Wasn't that in a fountain, too?
I think it was on the steps of a fountain.
Mm-hmm. You stay away from those fountains.
Yeah, you do.
Listen, all I'm saying is I understand that you guys liked it. I can get on board with it being a decent movie, but I cannot sit here and say that I had a blast with it. I cannot sit here and say that the humor made me laugh. I thought it was very predictable. I'm just going to dive straight into my rating. I'm going to give it a 5.5.
Wow.
Wow. Ian is just done decent. Talking. Ian is just done talking about this movie.
What else can we say about it?
Well, I was going to agree with Bob before I kicked off my ranking is that I was surprised how long they let the story marinate. And I wasn't unhappy about it because it made me care a little more about the characters.
Yeah.
Because yeah,
I couldn't figure out that the cop was his daughter. Like, come on.
Yeah, that not that.
There's something you're not telling me. Yeah, you're a fucking idiot. That's what they're not telling me.
The relationship with him and his sister is what I was really glad that they actually spent the time with. I'm glad that they went through and they showed her with like her doctor or therapist or whatever it is and explained, no, look, you're at the center of all these pictures. You're the only person she cares about. You're who you need or you're new, who she needs. I liked all of that. I loved the unsung hero of this entire movie is his aunt's lawyer. Every time that poor fat man was on screen,
okay, I'll give
definitely
it to
shouldn't
you.
Be here. I definitely shouldn't be here. He just tries to leave. Nope. Sit down.
Is that guy okay? That part did make me laugh.
Yeah, he's fine.
Is that part okay? Is that guy okay? He's fine. He did look like.
And it just every second he's realizing more and more. I can't be here. I can't be a part of this. Yeah, I liked him a lot. He was really, really funny. So yeah, we had talked about nitpicks. I didn't feel like I gave enough praise before giving my ranking. So
fair.
What's your ranking? What'd you give it?
So Ian That's gave fair. It a 5.5, right?
He did.
I did.
Okay. I will go 7. I liked it quite a bit.
I will go 7.5. I originally said 7, but more and more thinking about it, I enjoyed so much of it. I'm gonna give it a 7.
I originally did 7.5, and I bumped it down about a half a point after thinking about it for the weekend. Just because the nitpicks are pretty big, and because
I think it deserves, like, it's making good money, and I think it deserves.
I think so too. I would have given it that extra half a point if the daughter, the cop, wasn't such a terrible person, and he forgave her.
She deserved to get hers too.
She deserved to get hers, and the fact that he was like, "We'll be here when you wake up." Don't screw her. She was going to let your sister.
Her business is good to be God.
Yeah. She was going to let you die. Like that was her whole point was she was going to let you be killed. Because she didn't say, you don't come back here again. She said, don't bring her back again.
Yeah, exactly.
She was perfectly fine with you dying. She don't care about you. She threw your pills away. She didn't tell you what was going on. She knew that that her dad killed your brother, and she was perfectly happy with letting you get killed. So, no, screw her. She deserved it. She deserved it, too.
Yeah.
He was trying to protect us. She's like, don't bring her here anymore.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
She you could tell me him. Fucking why. By the way, these things, possessed bodies in them, don't come here anymore. You're fired, actually. You're under arrest. You're under arrest for having pills in the lake, littering. That's what you're under arrest for.
Yeah.
You threw them in the lake. You didn't stop me littering.
I didn't tell you about the mechanical things in there.
Oh, she's like, I tried to tell you my own way. I
figured that out a while ago. They're ghosts.
You guys notice that? She's like, well, I tried to tell you my own way.
Yeah.
Your own way? I don't know you.
Yeah.
You mean your own way?
There.
You know me. I don't.
That was real I've forgetting Sarah Marshall vibes. Five nights.
Yeah.
I tried everything. Don't you say I didn't try. You never once told him. Never once told him about any of these things you were doing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That one's gibberish. That doesn't make you one of the world. That makes you full of shit. My favorite comedy, everybody.
Can we just sit here and quote forgetting Sarah Marshall for the next 15 minutes?
Means Chuck.
Oh, no, the shirt. Oh, take my eyes, but not the shirt.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, come for the Five Nights at Freddy's review. Stay for the...
Did you get it? Oh, I was going to, but then I just... started living my life. But yeah, Five Nights at Freddy, everybody, thank you for joining us on our Halloween episode. Please go see it. Like and subscribe us. Let us know what you thought of it. And we don't know what we're doing next. I think it might be Marvels, but that's not for a couple more weeks. So I don't know what we're doing.
We can talk about forgetting Sarah Marshall next week.
I know what we're doing next. It's the Marvels, but that's in 2 weeks. I don't know what we're doing. Wait. No.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing next week. It's no longer Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody.
We can still do Halloween movies, and you won't hear me complain.
We can still do a scary movie. Yeah, I don't care.
We'll figure something out. Yeah. We'll review something.
I like scary movies.
You're invited.
Yay.
Great. Yeah. All right, well. This is what we do when we start getting a little slap happy. That's when you know the episode needs to end. So that's what we will do. That was our review on Five Nights at Freddy's. Let us know what you think and shit. So I thought you guys would have laughed a little bit harder than that. Okay. Anyway, Five Nights at Freddy's, wrapping up our Halloween like special on Halloween. Happy Halloween. From the boys at Paperweight Entertainment, ergo Silver Screen Scoundrels, for the Colonel, Bobby Tingle.
Wait, I have to interrupt. Because Bob didn't, and I have to, but it's for a good reason. If you want any of our spooky season stuff, our Halloween logo will be up on the website, or on the merch store until the end of this week. So that is November 3rd. They're going off on November 4th. So you got till November 3rd if you want to pick up our Halloween-inspired logo. And then I'm trying to see if I can stretch this out any longer. Check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
That's all I got. As always, so long and good night.
Bye, everybody.